This is Curtis Rogers. I'm Communications Director here at the South Carolina State Library. Welcome to this episode of Library Voices SC. And today we have a special guest who has just spoken to us for the South Carolina Center for the Book Speaker at the Center program, and that is Fritz Hamer. He is the Curator of History and Archivist at the South Carolina Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum, and previously held posts at the South Carolina State Museum and the South Carolina Library at the University of South Carolina. So welcome.
Good to be here, Curtis.
Thank you. Today you talked at Speaker at the Center about a book that you and Michael Bonner edited that's published by the University of South Carolina Press that is South Carolina in the Civil War and Reconstruction Eras. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, it's a compilation of 23 articles that look at different aspects of the Civil War and Reconstruction as it connects to South Carolina. And these articles range from publications in the original Journal of the South Carolina Historical Association from 1938 up until the 2000s. We selected what we considered the best articles on those topics, and Michael and I edited them. He did the Civil War part, and I did the Reconstruction part.
And I think a lot of people, when they hear South Carolina Historical Association, also think of South Carolina Historical Society. What's the difference in those two?
Well, the society was established in Charleston in 1855, essentially by the elite of Charleston and environs, with the idea of collecting documents and a little memorabilia related to the history of the elites, essentially, of South Carolina, particularly the Lowcountry. Since then, of course, it's become much more broad-based, and it's collecting and much more inviting to all people throughout the state. The Historical Association was formed in 1931 with the purpose of bringing in historians of all levels to an annual meeting to discuss their research, present papers, and look at the evolution of history, initially as it related to South Carolina, but very early on it went much beyond South Carolina to national and even international historical topics.
One of the things that I think of when I look at this book, and by the way, it's a really nice looking book. I think USC Press did.
Yeah, they
really
did a fine job. We really are
really great
impressed
job
by it.
On it. How is it? If you could describe for the listeners, how is it organized?
Well, it's organized in first part is by about the Civil War, and there are 11 articles on that, and then the next section is on Reconstruction, and there are 12 articles on Reconstruction.
And How did you and Michael go about selecting these? Did you have to go through a process of winnowing them down from a large number, or?
Well, there weren't as large a number of Civil War articles, relatively speaking. When you think of South Carolina, the Civil War always props up. And there were, I think we had to review maybe 15 or 16 Civil War articles, and we whittled that down to the 11. There were a couple that were, you know, had some interesting material, but the writing was not the best, and it had kind of an Old South bent to it, which we didn't think we wanted. This wasn't what this editing project was about. It was about the evolving scholarship of South Carolina history. And while some of the early articles that we did choose are rather advanced for their day, and we thought appropriate, others weren't, and so those weren't selected.
Yeah, and you talked a little bit in your talk about the digitization process and the OCR. That's the optical character recognition.
Well done.
Thanks.
You got that.
So how did all that take place?
Well, we depended on a lot of some partners. Cooper Library helped us with some of the OCR, but most of the OCR process was carried out by Dr. Bill Schmidt, who is a retired webmaster who worked for the state IT department for several years. He heard about the project. He's a friend of mine, and he said, "Oh, I'll be glad to OCR this for you." And he volunteers at the library, so he had access to the right equipment. Mm-hmm. And he would do, you know, two or three articles at a time, send them on to me, and then we finally got the list, and then Michael and I divided up the Civil War and Reconstruction and started the work. And, you know, what the OCR did was send us the raw initial published article. Mm-hmm. And many of, and as I mentioned in the presentation a little earlier, there was a lot of variability in how the print type was, how the footnotes were arranged, the form of the footnotes, all of that had to be standardized. So we had to go through each page, each line, standardize how the pages looked, and mm-hmm. then the footnoting had to be standardized, and that was perhaps the most complicated part, because it was difficult sometimes to find abbreviated sources that were mentioned, and sometimes the footnotes were not standard within the article, so we had to figure that out.
It's a really technical process, and it's not like you're writing a novel or it's a completely opposite process.
Right, yeah, it's very technical in that part in particular. Mm-hmm. The key was trying to make everything as standard as possible, mm-hmm. because that's what the press's requirements were, and that's what people, you know, other historians and general readers, they need to see a consistency or they can't, they get confused.
Right. One of the things we always like to ask on our Library Voices SC podcast is, what has been your interaction with and what kind of importance do you place on libraries?
Well, they're very important on several levels.
And I can speak to the fact that I've worked here for a long time, and I've known you for a long time, and I know you as a longtime patron of the South Carolina State Library.
You know, we complain about state government, mm-hmm. often those of us who have worked in it for a long time. But I really mean it, is working in state government is great because you have all these library privileges with the state library. You have some of the material within the collection here that I have used a lot of and different topics. And then when you don't have it, you're always very helpful, extremely helpful in finding on interlibrary loans, whether they're a popular title that's not easily available because it's so popular, or it's an obscure article like, one of my top interests I've been working on off and on is World War I aviation. Mm. And there's a ton of books that have been published by former flyers of that period and other and later historians that I write on. And then there's these obscure articles mm-hmm. that are like this cockade and it's a magazine that was produced for World War I aviation. Mm. And access to that is very limited. So I've had to go to your colleagues and ask, can you locate? And virtually every time they do. That and many other things.
Well, good. And I did not pay you at all to say that.
Well, I was glad to do.
What about personally for you? Like when you were growing up, were you a patron of your local library or?
Very much so. My father was an academic and my mother was a voracious reader. Mm-hmm. So we were always often going to the library to pick out books. I grew up in a lot of different communities. So we always found out where the library was pretty quickly once we had moved mm-hmm. in there. Now I've been in Columbia for over 30 years, and I've become very friendly with both the librarians here at the State Library, although you keep changing because people retire and I have to meet new people, uh-huh. and then the Richland Library I depend mm-hmm. on
for a lot of things.
Great local history room, the Walker Local History Room.
And of course, you know, the South Carolina Library and Cooper Library. I depended on those, particularly when I was working on my dissertation and other projects since then.
Yep, it is amazing the amount of library resources that people can take advantage of in the Columbia
and,
area.
And I'll point out, some years ago, we had an exchange student living with us for a period of time from Ukraine. And she was just flabbergasted at the generous, wide access to public libraries. Because apparently in Ukraine, they don't have that type of. And that's a privilege here in this country that we don't fully appreciate in most cases. That's something that goes all the way back, I think, to Ben Franklin. He got that idea started. And it's such an important part of our society today that we must make sure that it's not devalued, and we all need to support libraries.
Well, on that note, thank you for those remarks, and thank you also for talking to us today about South Carolina in the Civil War and Reconstruction Eras. This is Essays from the Proceedings of the South Carolina Historical Association, edited by Fritz Hamer, who's with us today, and Michael Bonner, published by USC Press. So we will have links provided on the screen to more information. And thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.